I'm going to read from Acts 1, verse 21 and 22. So now we must choose a replacement for Judas from among the men who were with us the entire time we were traveling with the Lord Jesus, from the time he was baptized by John until the day he was taken from us. Whoever is chosen will join us as a witness of Jesus' resurrection.
Good morning. Well, if you know me today, you know why I'm wearing red. Cardinals, opening day. It's baseball opening day, and I'm wearing red for the Cardinals. That doesn't mean anything. But a thought occurred to me as I was sitting there. Today's opening day of baseball. A lot of people look forward to that. But one thing I look forward to as a minister is whenever our hearts and minds become open to trying new things, to trying to learn new gifts, and to serving. Every single Sunday, every single Wednesday, I see the opening of hearts and minds to wanting to be useful, to wanting to serve, to wanting to encourage, and I love it. I love sitting back and helping and guiding the way and doing what I can, even if that means sometimes a little push. Now, I didn't have to push hard because a couple months ago, Garrett comes to me and says, "Hey, I have a sermon on my mind." And I go, "Great, do you want to preach it?" And I always thought he'd say no. Well, he said yes. Well, a couple months later, 2 months later, I asked him how he was going on that sermon, and he said, "Well, you know, I've got an idea." And I said, "All right, well, if you keep telling me that you have a sermon, I'm going to put you on the schedule." Now, I thought one of two things would happen. The one I thought might happen was, well, maybe one day. Or he'd say, "Okay." He said, "Okay." So here he is. Garrett, would you come up, please? He has a sermon today, and he's put some work into this, and he's prepping for LTC, and I want you to know something. Are you nervous?
Yes, very much.
I want you to know something. Look, start over here. Look out. Look at everyone. Okay? Everyone here loves you. Everyone here is just happy that you're here. Everyone here wants you to do the best you can, regardless of how it comes out. In short, you have no fear.
Yep.
Let's pray, though. Holy Father, thank you so much for Garrett. Thank you for his family who has brought him up and guided him thus far. Thank you for his parents who have helped him in many ways, not the least of which his spiritual development and his lessons and his growth into you. I pray that with him now. I know there are nerves and I know that there are uncertainties about what just may come out of his mouth, and all that's okay. Thank you so much for his preparation, for his willingness, and I just pray that as long as he's talking about you and your word, that you are praised, God. We pray this is the opening of his ability, part of the opening in his ability to serve and trying to find different ways. And whatever happens now, God, allow us to just open our hearts to what Garrett has to say to us this morning, and may you speak through him. We love you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Preach the word.
Good morning. Today I'll be talking about the story of after Judas had died, and they needed to replace him with another apostle, and just of how I think of that. And so this sermon I was planning on preaching down in LTC, down at the LTC convention down in Kansas City, and it was nervous to get up here and do this. So I'll be reading again from Acts chapter 1, verse 21 through 22. Therefore it is necessary to choose one of the men who has been with us the whole time the Lord Jesus has lived, who has living among us, beginning from John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from us. For one of these must become a witness with us for this reason. resurrection. And in my mind, that's just, it's, well, for me being a wrestler, it's, even when times get tough, wrestling. Even when times get tough wrestling, you just don't quit. You keep going and you just don't stop. And the apostles, they didn't quit when it got tough. Even when they would get beaten and flogged, they wouldn't stop. It was probably really important to Jesus that they had to be tough for this. They couldn't just, whenever times get tough, stop and go the easy way. They had to keep teaching and they had to be tough. And that's the one thing that, even coming up here, this is tougher than when I prepared to go out and wrestle for the, at the state tournament. So this past wrestling season, it was tough for me because I started out doing the middle school in the fall, and I had some wins, some losses, and it was just a pretty good season. Then I came into the high school season, wrestling high school as a seventh grader. It was pretty tough, and throughout the whole season, I just kept getting beat. And then finally, towards the end, I won a match, and it was a very happy moment for me. But just, and then I kept losing and losing, but that, there were a lot of times during the season that I just wanted to stop and go do something else, it was tough, but I just stuck with it, partially my parents not letting me quit, but I just kept, yep. And then after that, I went into the AAU season, and that I was quite successful to coming out of high school, and that was just, it was fun being able to come out of just getting losing, and then coming out and finally feeling like you are doing something right. And then I ended up winning in my weight class and age, I won my districts, my regions, and then I went to this Black Hills Nationals and I won that. And I ended up getting fourth at the state tournament. But part of it was I didn't quit. If I would have quit when I wanted to, I never would have got there. And that was with the apostles. Maybe there are some days where they just wanted to stop and not do it anymore because they were tired of getting beaten or that. But they thought, what would Jesus do? Why was it so important for him to do this? And they kept going. So when it comes, now speak boldly. In Acts 14 verse 3, it tells us Paul and Barnabas spoke boldly for the Lord. I'll read that. So they remained for a long time speaking boldly for the Lord, who bore witness to them and the word of his grace, getting things and worried to be done by these hands. Just being able to go out and speak boldly about the Lord. That, like for me, it's very hard even just to get up in front of a small crowd here and speak about this, even though I know that everyone's gonna be supportive about it. It's just hard to get up and do this. So for that, it's just for them just imagining getting up in front of thousands of people and speaking that and just speaking boldly about the Lord and talking about things that were important. So on a day-to-day basis, we need to be witnesses to others what God has done, continues to do, and will do. So just make sure that even on a day-to-day basis, whether it's just holding a door for someone or letting someone who needs to, or just helping someone out, whether it's someone needs a ride from somewhere or needs just anything, being a witness for God. Well, so they can witness God through you. So that, just make sure to go out and be witnesses.